Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. I would like to introduce to you Nicole. She helps heal us and awaken the gifts that are already within us by using techniques such as light language, inner child healing, past life regression, and so much more. And I found you on TikTok and I love all of your videos and the energy and everything. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, truly. The energy is just right now, it's powerful.
It is. I'm feeling so much excitement and it's like I'm getting the image of like little kids going ee!
Yes. I'm a big kid.
My guides will often take the form of children to express, you know, emotion and everything, and or just, hey, it's time to be playful.
Yes. Same here. It's that childlike heart, you know, just.
Mm-hmm. Got the jets flying even closer now. So this is great. I'm really hoping it's not going to come through.
Connecting. We're bringing everything in. Like,
yes. I know I'm feeling a ton of energy. I know you are as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so much going on right now in the collective, and they were just showing me like rebooting and people just truly waking up. So we're feeling it all that's already been on this. It's just maximized.
Oh yeah, definitely. I actually saw recently that there a couple of different readers are saying that they've been given a timeline for the next level of mass awakenings, possibly at the end of the month, which is astounding to me.
Oh yeah. And it makes sense with all of what I've been feeling, the ups, the downs, it's been so wow. Like, I know we're in another time. Like, you know, we've jumped. Mm-hmm. We truly have.
Oh yeah.
It's wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Every time we love, go ahead.
Oh, just everything looks different, just more brighter.
That's awesome. And I know every time we level up, we tap into new gifts and everything. And then we have to clear out the old yuck so we can actually fully embrace these new gifts. Mm-hmm. And it can help us see everything so differently.
Mm-hmm. I like that you said the old yuck, because it's like that shadow that's just, you know, you can't do it, like it's not yours, and you got this new gift you're upgrading with, but alongside you're clearing that mm-hmm. out, and just I'm just telling my shadow side, I love you so much, but I got this. You just watch.
Like, oh, you're gonna challenge me? Mm-mm, nope,
we're, not today.
We're going all the way.
Like, not today. I know you too well now, you know. It's other shadows around, other people's shadows that they're not dealing with. And they're showing me Peter Pan right now. You know how he was chasing his shadow, trying to put it back, because he knew he needed that shadow. He was like, I'm not Peter without this shadow. But yeah, definitely feeling it. We're clearing right now.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm getting like, it's a lot like a teapot, you know, when the steam starts rising. I'm seeing like kind of like tendrils of steam around you just releasing, going shh.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Just such a release. I know I do a lot of yawning just before I hear it. See, when I speak on it, I'm going to yawn. There it is. Contagious. But when I'm getting ready to channel, I just know when I yawn, I'll go, you're ready. You're ready. Oh, it's time to release. It's like a weight just comes off. You just walk out of, you know, oh, feels good.
And you help people achieve all of that with several different methods. Can you explain a little bit about light language for, you know, the listeners who haven't heard about it before?
Oh, yeah. It's the soul's language. It's a language that bypasses the conscious mind, and the tones could be very healing. It could help remove any entities, anything that's attached to you, clearing your auric field, shielding you. It's so much more, because as I'm unraveling it along my journey, I'm realizing what, you know, I can do this now. Sometimes when I tap in, I can taste loved ones that are on the other side, their meals that they prepared for the ones that are actually still here in this physical reality. I did that the other day, and the girl, she sent me a message. She goes, "You were talking about my grandma," because I was tasting sweets on my TikTok live, and I felt this grandmother presence come through and said, and wanted me to, yeah, that was, and she said, "That was my grandma." I was like, wow, her sweets were good. You know, I don't know all the Claire names, but I know it's our psychic abilities of taste, of smell, of touch, of hearing, of just all of just knowing. Mm-hmm. And that's all coming online for us. And, you know, so many, they show me it's tangled in a knot. I can help unravel that, especially when those that really have their inner child intact, like, oh, they come online quick. But the other ones, it takes a few days and maybe weeks, but you start to, what, you know, like, I'm starting to speak this, it feels like gibberish, but it's not, it's from your soul. You just gotta, you know, get your mind out of the way and just let it. It's times where I could just go and go and go and go, and just, it's powerful.
I know, it sounds like a language, like every light language practitioner has their own style, and some sound like they're from other cultures, and others are just like, that is completely out of this world.
Yeah.
And it is so cool.
It really is. And you know, they'll normally, when I'm channeling, my guides would love to show me all races as one. It's almost like that Michael Jackson video, it's black, it's white, and he was showing all different, and yep. Inside of me, as I was just speaking, they're like, this multi-dimensional language is universal. It's one, it's almost one tongue, one sound that's just burst out in everyone's language as one, and it's so beautiful. And I get to laughing sometimes, because some come in with like a this grandma, like she, it's, when I was channeling, a client's ancestors came through, and it was so funny, because I was they were all surrounding me, and I would just shapeshift into, or and it was just so many different sounds coming out, and I could just, you know, the images of, like, when they're not playing, it's like a little grandma that'll come down with something like, I'm not, you better listen to this. I get to cracking up, and sometimes I'm just crying without even pushing to cry, just tears will drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's such a clearing. It's beautiful. It really is.
That is so cool that you get the visuals along with the channeling. Now, can you explain for those who don't really understand what channeling is? Because I'm always channeling energy, and I channel mm-hmm. messages. But how do you explain just channeling?
How would I explain? You know what? That's a good one. How would I explain channeling? It's just you not being up here, you allowing your heart to take you. It's almost like the remote, you know, it just changes the channel to the next one, to the next one. But when you're not clear down there, you're going to get a shh. You ain't going to get nothing, because you're up there going, this is not real and not taking place or not happening. Mm-hmm. It's truly when you are not thinking of anything, you are in the now state. It's truly, we're all channeling when people are going for a walk or taking their dog for a walk, or you're painting, or even if you're showering, it's happening always. But as soon as you go up there and just having that, you know, something that's not even taking place in this moment, you're out of there, you know?
Yeah, I've had to tell that super logical voice, be like, shut up. I am listening to my heart. You are not downplaying anything. I'm
I know. And you perform you form a best friend with yourself, because you couldn't, like, take, if someone else said that to you in a physical, you'd be like, you shut up. But it's so funny, I noticed when I can get into that conversation, it turns into love. And towards the end, I go, you just want my attention, you just want some love. And I love you. I love myself. Every bit of you. And then I'll just start crying. You know, because that's what I needed.
That moment, acceptance.
That
part.
Yeah, that aspect. And we're just healing all aspects of ourselves. And we can see it in others when they come to us. Oh, see, this is what's so great about self-love and just tapping into everything. People that come to you, they're your reflection. They're going to mirror something back. Either if you're being triggered, it's something within you that needs to still be healed. And when I say I'm so observant now, I don't even have to take place and to say anything, because people just spill and tell on themselves. Because I see the old me, and I respect them too, because I go, I know what they're dealing with a lot. They're not coming after me with this anger. They're hurt, you know? Yeah.
So if somebody else were to actually encounter something like that, and what would you recommend? It's like, how do they learn to shift that perception?
If someone encounter someone trying to project on them? Ooh, this is amazing. Adam Sandler always comes to mind with Waterboy, the movie where his coach was afraid of the other coach that took his notes, I believe. He took his stuff and he taught him to use his mind and visualize them as something that's more peaceful. Something that's, you know, when he visualized that coach as a puppy dog on his head, he was in a better state of mind. So I see them as their inner child. Like, people start to turn into the child in front of me and they started to weep, actually. I started to see what they're trying to hide, but they're projecting it on me. That's how I take on anyone trying to trigger me. Even now, you know, when I do my light language, a lot of people don't understand on TikTok. You got a lot of people that do and a lot that don't. They try to come after me. I sit there and I look and I go, I can see right through them. They're hurt. They're trying to project their fears on me. It's really the opposite. You just switch it. You switch it right there in that moment and go, it's not about me. It's about what's going on within them.
I love that. And I always love how you handle, you know, anybody who does try to come at you. And it's like, your whole attitude is like, psh, I'm going to be me. I love who I am. I'm going to be me.
I'm just going to keep going. Like, that's exactly. And it's wild. They've never did this. They came as soon as my aunt ascended and, you know, someone so special to me out of, and then I found I was pregnant. It was almost like I was being tested. My inner child needed that cry. This is the first video that ever blew up to like 1 million or 2 million views. And it was because everyone was having a good old time. I triggered so much that day. I tapped into something so powerful that my spirit was like, well, we're going to see. Are you ready for this? Here comes thousands of messages in between messages that are so beautiful. Are you going to take on this crowd that's trying to attack you? And what happened was I cried a good cry. I needed that. And then after that cry, I had a talk. I said, you're doing it though. I'm proud of you. Like this, you've opened something up. Do not take this and run away. This means go on it, even dive deeper into it. And I was thanking all of them. I sent all of them love because I was thinking like, dude, you guys just made me cry out a belt of tears that was holding me down. I saw love in all of that. And some comments were hilarious. I take some of them and crack up because it's, you know, but I look at them and I thank them. It was almost like I was crying for them too, that, you know,
When you said that you felt something, you must have triggered something very deep because it was very, you know, very powerful. I heard the word primal from one of my guides.
Wow.
So you triggered them at a very deep primal, you know, nature level. And
yeah,
I'm getting that you're gonna keep doing that, but in the best ways possible.
I am. It's so funny because my lives, see, my husband is my moderator, and sometimes I can't read the comments because I channel and they make me disappear from everything, but they're like making sure everyone gets a wink from the universe. Sometimes they help me go into like this, the smallest things, like someone just pulled covers up, they were cold, or just anything, or someone was just watching Harry Potter, but it would tap even deeper into, I would feel a cat just brush up against me. I said, whose cat is that? You know, and it's just taking me deeper and deeper, but I don't get many on there that tries to attack, actually. It's like a form of tribe all that's on there, and they're crying. They're like, I needed this. You made me feel so much. And both my videos that I do post, yeah, but the people are so, they're interesting to me. They'll follow my content, though, and they'll just make fun of it. And I go, it's because you deep down, you like Krabby Patties. I'm just thinking of a SpongeBob episode where Squidward didn't want to admit he liked those Krabby Patties. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something there. Yes. You know, you feel something. But, yeah, I allow them all in. I was told never to just block nothing. Just let it just be. Let it be.
Mm-hmm. And they're boosting, so you know, and you know,
I know
what,
yeah.
Some of them are going to turn into your soul family, because they know they connect, they just don't know how or why yet.
Exactly. I those are such powerful connections to me, where it's just at first they're like, and then when they come together you realize why you guys were like that. It's powerful. Mm-hmm.
Now, you do sessions with clients to help them heal in a variety of ways. Can you tell people how to reach out to you?
Oh, yeah. You could reach out to me from, I have my TikTok is I Feel You, I Am You. Just no spaces, I, and Feel You, I Am You. And the same with my Instagram. And I also have, you can contact me on my email as well. It's Nicole, Nicole, _star, STAR, 06 at yahoo.com. And when anybody messages me from Instagram, I have to send a voice message. It's just, that's my thing. I just, you know, I just want them to feel, you know, just feel me more so than just, I'm sending that message. It's just, that's just how I am. But yeah, that's how you guys could get in contact with me.
And you do sessions online, yeah, as well as in person?
Yep.
That is, yep, so cool. What would a typical session... Okay, never mind. There probably are no typical sessions for you. Everything's new. Everything's always different.
Yeah, but they're starting to... You know, I'm starting to get some that come out their shell, because I'll get a tight throat chakra and... You know, but my guys are like, but still tell them, we know you know this language, you know what I'm saying? But we're not going to force it on you. But I always have this thing, I go, speak back to me if you feel called to. And either, this is how I actually gather a lot of clients, more so on my lives, because when I do that, some girls tell me her tongue will vibrate. And she said, I just started speaking. I don't know what's going on or whatever. And so she's interested. And that's how they'll contact me. But with these last few clients, they've just been getting up and just taking it, just take, like, and I just be so, it's so beautiful to see. I literally be about to cry, because it's like, I see their inner child again, like all the times they were told to stop, like sit down. I see them rising. I see them rising, and it's so powerful. And it just, it magnifies me, and they're like, this energy is just surging. What do I do with it? And they just start moving. And is it okay if I do this? I said, do you jump around, feel it. And as that they were traveling, and I want to say this, clients actually activate me too. It is not just me, like us allowing and sharing that space. I have become more upgraded helping others more so than anything. So I give like my thanks to everyone that I come encounter with. Even just you right now, I feel so emotional. I feel so free. Your energy is very calming. It's welcoming. I'm even seeing water. Like I've been seeing a lot of water actually since we've been on here with you, and just, I feel very just at peace, at home, you know?
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like I kind of see like a whole bunch of fire with you. So it's like we're, fire and water, sun and moon balancing each other out right now.
I saw that move. We were all earlier. Yeah, I was like, you're like, this is the sun, and I was like, the moon. Just, such a balance. It is.
And you help people find that balance within themselves as well, so they can unlock all their gifts and heal in so many different ways, and it's awesome.
Thank you. It's so mind-blowing, because as a kid I wonder why I would people watch like no other. As a kid I was just so interested in people, and I would just sit back and just I play it all out. And my sisters would go, well, how did you know that was gonna happen? And because I'm the only one that's sitting back observing that these people are sad, they're like me, but I'm finding the happiness into making them laugh. That's where it all started, me being silly goofy from day one. As a little girl I just I'll come out, do something that'll just throw their mind. And I notice when I do that, they're not up there no more. They're going, what in the heck just happened? They came back down to the now moment. It was like I will always bring them back. Strangers, anytime I would go in a grocery store, I could feel a lady's going through. I was like, oh, I'm gonna trip. I'm gonna do something, or I'm gonna do the robot. And she'll just be, what did you do? Something else. And I'm thinking like, good, got you out of that for the time being, you know? It makes me feel good.
Because the more we're in our head, we're worried. We're in the future or in the past, and we're not in the now. And the now is where the magic happens.
It is. It truly is. It really is. Right there, you know, instead of somewhere that is it's already happened, somewhere that hasn't even happened yet.
Can you talk a little bit about the past life regressions?
Yeah, I didn't even know that. See, this is where light language it comes. I didn't even know I could do that until like a few clients in back like last year when I started. It was slow, but then I get why. It was like I was coming online as well, and they would just take me, and they'll just start. They'll say they'll out here either, like someone was ISIS, or just name like names will come through, or they'll just give me the visualization. I remember a client, she was like she was in the medieval times, but she had like these drapes on, and I saw her feet walking through, but she was just giving out. She was just such a giver in that time. And then I even seen times where things happen to people that that's why they don't want to activate their gifts now, because they believe that they're it's happening right now. I get why the past life regressions are needed. It's for you to get over that. It's almost like the scene in Avatar where they're showing me it was Avatar Korra, and Toph was her teacher. She was teaching her to get over something that happened in the past that's not happening now, and it was hindering her gift. She couldn't access her all because she was still like, she would play it out in her head. She said, let it play out, let it go after it plays out. A lot of people won't let it play out. They keep going up to that, say, that rope, and they feel like something happened to them then, or they keep going up to, there's somebody with a dagger. Let that happen. It already had happened, and it'll free you from it, you know. But it's more and more, even with the mediumship or just being connected to the earth and, you know, the spirit realm. It's that whole oneness. That's even, they're telling me the more I keep going live, you just wait, you're gonna, it's gonna make more sense why you keep going all over the place when you channel, you know.
Well, I mean, we are all connected, and
Yes, we are.
it's truly amazing when we can actually feel or sense or see those connections and be like, hey, we're kindred.
I know. And you just feel that home feeling. And I think that that's what's happening now even more so. That's why we're being able to have this just speak, and others can find us or find, you know, themselves in us and go, you know, it's okay to be me. It's okay. Wow, there's more of me out there instead of hiding, you know.
And the more you're putting yourself out there and doing the lives and everything, you're finding and attracting more of your soul family, which is phenomenal.
That's yeah, you it is it, but it's like I have to go ground. If It's incredible the people that stay on there. I get off and it'll show me. I'm like that. It'll say 1,400 people popped on there, but 250 stayed. And that's why I go, this is why I'm tired. This is why I'm so sleepy. I woke, but it's a good sleepy. Oh, it's a good clearing. It feels so good. And it takes a lot of people the next day to start messaging me about they're like, I cannot hold this back. When you mentioned this, and I love when the ones that come in and do that, because my guys tickle me, because they're like, that's the message you were trying to sit on. That's the message. That's the, and I go, you're right. Why do you? Because it's so much that comes through, and you know, me still healing and going through what I go through, but it that's why it's like we're all in this together. No one's perfect. No one's better than the next. We're all helping each other. So just holding that space, and I'm just shocked that they'll stay on there when I'm like this. I'm not even looking at the because I'm generally because if I read a message, it'll shrink in me. I have to be tapped in more, so I have to go away from that. But when it's over with, I love reading the messages of they felt cleared. Oh, I'm crying. Some girl said she was holding the wall, falling down. Like it felt like I pulled like so much out of her heart. She was like, I needed that. She was like, it was like so much being pulled out, and she just, I mean, because when I go up there, I know I'm gonna cry. It's gonna happen because it's. I cry a lot because it's a lot of this on there. People are holding back there, so they're like, cry for them because you're gonna open that doorway for them to cry. Like, and I'm just like, it's so easy for me, you know. I've been they would have called me a crybaby. Hey, that is not sensitive. That's strength over everything too. It's just anything that is makes me happy. I gotta. It just makes me want to cry. I feel it.
Well, it's a release, and it's also activating, I've found. Granted, I used to always resist crying because it's like, oh, I can't cry. Because I'm the type of person, if I get frustrated or angry, I want to cry because I can't express that frustration or anger. Or at least I couldn't. Because I would always close up my throat and be like, nope, I can't say those words. I'll get in trouble or something. Not anymore.
I know exactly what you mean. Or you have someone around you that is really tight about crying. That was me as a kid too. As soon as I did, they'll look at me like, why are you crying? Make it so I get it. It messes with their frequency. They're feeling the need, but they're fighting it. So they're projecting you as you're wrong for crying. You know that because I need to too, but I'm not gonna let you
And for people who are empathetic or empathic, we're just like a yawn is contagious. The emotions are contagious too. So whenever somebody's crying for happiness, it's like, I
Yeah,
want
you
to cry too
know,
for happiness with
yes. As soon as you see that teardrop with them, yours are just coming. You're
you
like, I'm there with you. Like,
and
you
hugs.
know, I love it.
I like to tell people that is actually a superpower because too many people have been told you're too sensitive. No, feeling the feels is, it's not vulnerability, that is strength, like you said.
It truly is. The hiding from the feels is the opposite. That's, yeah, think about that. They're running from such a power that they're like, I just they it's just unfathomable to the body. They're like, no. But people don't wonder why you think your neck aches or your shoulder is aching or your back. It's like you're not letting nature take its course. When inside of you, your spirit wants to cry, and then you're pressing it down. Oh, you're creating such blockages in you. Wow. You're showing me rocks that can't, the water can't flow through. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, I get those visuals a lot when I'm healing clients or myself or my family. It's like, oh, I'll go with a guide deep into the depths of the ocean or the Marianas Trench or wherever. And then I'll just see kind of like the oyster, how it builds up a pearl. But it'll look kind of like a rock, and then I'll actually like whittle it down with energy, love, compassion, and all that. And then I'll see somebody emerge from it. And I was like, oh, hi. That's a piece I was missing.
Amazing experience. What's like what's happening. Oh, it is. It's so different now. It's beautiful.
It is. And the fact that you combine all of these methods of healing with shadow work and everything is, I like it. I really, really like it because so many people take shadow work as being dull and dreary, and you're always punishing yourself because you're just journaling and staying stuck. And you help people release it in a wonderful way that's light and bubbly.
Yeah, and comical too, like just let it, get with yourself. That's when I discovered I was like, wait a minute, I'm like my mom, my dad, my everything, my lover, my best friend. I just putting myself in place and just checking myself. And it's so funny because if you have the conversation, as you know, like with yourself, the conversation will come back and you can y'all will find a meeting, a middle point, and shadow will just disappear as in I get it. That's all I just want to be talked to and want attention. Everything outside yourself, but it's like calling home, going home from within. I remember when I first started in 2013, I was like, this is so uncomfortable when I was like, I love myself. Because I was like, really? You're gonna say it like that? But you got your nerve to be telling everybody, I love you. You be so passionate and giving to everybody else. You give that back to you. Like I'll tell myself, I was like, you are just too kind. You're a people pleaser. You let people walk over you. Stop that. Love on you. You're gonna find your power. And when I did, everybody changed around me. It was like a new game, board game. I wasn't even in life no more. I was playing Monopoly or something else. The whole game changed. Characters weren't the same, and just I wasn't the same. I didn't resonate with what I used to do, eat, or how I spoke. And I didn't like gossip. I was just like, this, oh, where am I?
And you realize that it's all for the better because all that other stuff was just dragging you down.
Really, it was, and it felt like Groundhog Day. I was like, it's the same tie every day. It's boring. Hi, Bill. Hi. And see, like, I want something new. I knew it in my spirit. It was calling, but I was, trying not to listen and just until it's always something that has to happen where it wakes you up. Like, I remember in New York, I thought I wanted to do like funny skits, and I was around a crew of people that actually didn't even give me a chance. And that was the universe way of saying, you don't, this isn't what you're supposed to do, because a lot of people found me very healing. I didn't know that's what I was doing. I thought I got mixed up in the stardom, like star life, like, but I'm supposed to be funny. I'm dress into these funny characters. And when it didn't work for me, and I got like pushed back and kind of like left on the streets just for one night. Oh my God, I saw a big rat. I did not know rats can flatten themselves and go under fences, but that scared me that night. But I got back home to Michigan, but on that ride through, it was like angels, people helping me. I didn't have n nothing to my name, but they got me home. And I just decided, I was like, I had to sit down and talk with myself. What do I really, that's when it starts. What do I really want? Like, who am I? I finally start asking those questions, and that's when we start to wake ourselves up. It's powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And I thank them. I thank them. And I healed that, because at first I thought they did me dirty. This is how you've healed. So much love for them. So much love for such a dark night. And I turned on the light. Like, that's how I healed that part. I was like, I'm glad that didn't happen. This is why, it all made sense.
And you're glowing because of all of this.
Thank you for
And you
just.
were glowing even before you got pregnant.
I know, and he just been moving and just swaying right now as we're talking, loving this conversation, tickling me. Like, people are like, get ready when he gets in that rib. I was like, because I'm only 7 months. I was like, he gets in the rib.
Yeah, my first did that.
They were like, you're not gonna like that. I was like, what? Oh, man. Oh. Enjoying this moment now then.
And everything you're doing, I mean, you're so physical on your videos and everything, even with the baby belly and everything. It's just like, oh, I wish I was like, I wish I could have done that when I was pregnant. I felt like I was sick both pregnancies anyways.
Oh, Oh, I was the first beginning stages. I was like giving paying homage to all the women I had too. I was like, oh my, I did not know. Because I just couldn't keep food down. I was like, ugh. And it felt like something else was just almost, I thought I was like, this, it's taking my energy. Where's my, I didn't know we were just forming, getting ready to form that stage of oneness. Me, you know, I didn't know that we had to take on, we almost had to go to a near-death experience to bring them to life. You know? What? Women, wow. We do a lot.
Oh
Wow.
yeah, I was sick both pregnancies and lived off of a medication. I think it's called Zofran, just so I could eat food. But it's all good. My daughters are wonderful now. They
Oh, I'm
always have
sure.
been.
I have a mom like you, I'm sure.
Oh, thank
Yeah.
you.
I know you feel like they're taking me back to like a past life. I promise I was like, dude, this was my best friend. We used to talk a lot in school or something. You and I, they had me earlier and I was like,
Like one of the first videos I saw from you was just like, huh, I don't know the language, but it sounds familiar. And
energy.
I could see a couple of my guys just beating to a drum with while you were doing your thing, and it
Wow, that's awesome.
was
Like, this is that feeling here. Oh, it's all the feeling, you know. It's all feeling. It really is.
Now I have a You don't have to answer this, but have you noticed like your gifts getting heightened now that you're pregnant?
I just was talking to my sister about that yesterday. Yes, and that's probably what brought that wave in of people that wanted to attack back at when that I was just like, what do I do? Like, oh my goodness. Yes, truly. Wow. It's like the sun's growing in you and just helping spread out that light, that little seed turning into a tree inside of you. Like,
Oh
oh,
yeah. And I'm
wow.
getting that if you want it to be permanent, those changes, it can be.
Wow. You're nailing every confirmation that my guy's been telling me about. Like, yeah.
It's like I know my first pregnancy, I wasn't in on this path at all, but my sense of smell heightened and I knew that was normal, but I could smell things where most people wouldn't be able to, even pregnant. They're just like, okay, this is weird. And then when I started doing my gifts, you know, expanding and everything and walking this path, is like, why am I smelling cigars? Why am I smelling flowers? It's like, oh, that's a spiritual sense. Okay.
It's incredible what we can do and what we offer for each other. Because even when they're showing me either me and you when we pass by others, and they have a high frequency too. It's like ching ching, like a video game. We just heighten, just don't even know. We just took home a download, you know? Oh my goodness, activating each other.
Pass by with
Yep.
a high five.
Yep. Just activating one another.
And that's how light works anyways. I mean, us doing what we do, our light shines for other people and helps activate them.
Yeah.
And every time your lives go viral and everything, it's like you're just getting like ping, 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 ping. So many people just,
Oh,
you know, like, oh,
coming, yeah.
that makes
Just.
sense.
They just, yeah, and it's so funny too, because you could even feel the pool, and it's so funny because sometimes I know I'm looking like a bird or something, because it makes my, I have to, I'm taking it in, and I'm just like, what in the what, and I love it, because they're telling me, that's why I used to run from my lives back in the day, because they're like, you a little uncomfortable right now, because you know you're going to either go, or, you know, just let it happen. I want them to see the just authentic, the pure expression of just they it has to be, you know,
Yeah.
this is where the proof comes in even more than ever, you know. And it's almost like, okay, I'm getting the hang of it now. I see that. I see where it was happening with this. I feel what's happening with this. And yeah.
And when you're channeling, I see on your videos you're incorporating like your hands, your whole body sometimes just to get the message across, and it's awesome.
I remember is his name Daniel Scranton, I believe. He was channeling before I even started to channel, and I know how he would bring in the Arcturians, and he would have these certain sounds. He made me giggle so much, but brought me to him. I was like, I don't know what it is, but he's tickling me. But it's, I believe this, like, you know. And then so many more just are starting to come out of nowhere, and it's beautiful. It's like, you can't make this up. We all didn't come in together and go, hey, I know you, but let's go online and make it look like, no, that's the power in this. Like, this is real.
excuse me, I'm gonna definitely have to look him up. Now, I've heard of the Arcturians before, but can you explain a little bit about them?
You want to, it's funny. I've heard, okay, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Lyrians, Orions, it's more than that too. They didn't start giving me names, and they still kind of don't. And it's almost a thing of my choice. It's everything and nothing. It's all, we're all of them. And that's the part that I was getting the confusion in when I began my awakening, because I would go, well, you guys don't present yourself as the Galactic Federation, or you guys don't present yourself to it's funny, my throat chakra's moving, to me as a label. And so for me to even try to explain, it's beyond the conscious mind again. It's just different aspects of us and just our future selves. Like I was shown how I was projected here, but I was somewhere else right now. We're all somewhere else right now, but we're projected. It gets so deep. Like I'm heating up because I'm getting to the deep parts. It's like that Avatar movie. And I get it. Some people will come with like they. And it's fine. It doesn't mean, oh, they're bad because they have a label, a name, or certain, or something like that. But I've always just got like Gaia, Mother Earth, the just always oneness. They, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I did recently come across my own, like a name that came to me, and it was Allegra. And I looked up Allegra. Allegra means joyful and lively. I thought it was the medicine Allegra at first. Hey, it could be that too, but when I saw that, and it was almost after I found out about Bashar, and it right away Allegra, I heard the name Allegra, and I was told to go look that up. But they're like, it's just a game we play. We're all one. It's just a game we play, and but I know when if I do connect with the Arcturus, or it's such an intelligent being. It's almost literally just technology, just information, just, and very, very like this energy. Ties on correct. Not just, I don't know, I want to say Virgos or they're perfect, but it's just something like that, in the light. Yeah. It's so much to this. Layers.
I know a lot of people only see like the Arcturians, the Lumerians, and everyone as as presenting as alien species, but it's like we're all, I've never introduced this term either on the show yet, starseed. And a lot of people will write it off and everything, just like they will light language or anything spiritual, but it's like we're all from somewhere. We're all from the stars. We're
Yeah,
we're all
we
amazing
are.
divine beings. And it's time we actually accept that.
It is. I agree. Isn't it time that it be like a beautiful cat? She looks like a human, but she was a cat form. But she wasn't even a he or a she. It was just this energy form that came to me in my dream. And as I levitated up to her level, because this energy was very tall and looked me dead in the eyes and was like, and switched, like, you are me, like less, like you said, it's we're so much more. We really are. This is incredible.
And we have the awesome mission of helping people realize that.
Yes, I know what you're saying. Like, even though you get your like finger pointers, hey, it comes with that. Like, we let people know it comes with that, you know, the whole trying to. I remember the beginning of my awakening. I was so happy to share with family members, and that's where I went wrong, because it was like their beliefs was trying to make mine become theirs. Mm-hmm. And but I was like, there's no way. I would always write down, almost to keep myself in the loop with me, the context clues. I was like, no, I know I'm right. On this day, I felt this, but I shouldn't have ran out. And I had to learn so many times to stop. Because it almost felt like I had to tell someone, you know. But I was thinking, my guides are like, are you telling them because you want their validation to believe in you? Or do you believe in you? And I go, whoa, you got me. Okay, I'm gonna anchor this in on my own, and then that's when, you know, people started to show up like me when I stopped trying to make them show up.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get the impression, like, because I know every time I would learn something and I would research it and be like, hey, babe, you know, telling my husband, check this out, this is what we can do. Okay, you know, it was more out of excitement, and it's like, guess what.
you get so excited. It's that energy, like the inner child comes right back out, right? Like,
yeah.
I just, you would not believe this. You would not.
And then we have to temper it with discernment and be like, oh wait, I can't tell them that. They're not mm-hmm. ready for it yet, or they're, you know, they're on a different path.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you just know when they're on a different path, and you feel so lifted when you do that, because you're like, oh, with this whole awakening, you know, I know I was the chasing after people, like, hey, that was the wrong way to go. You learn so much, and I learned not to dip too far in the past and lose what's going on here, you know, or go too far there. It's really coming back here. Because we could go into a rabbit hole and literally go and just be in a dark night of the soul, you know, bags under our eyes, because we're like, this is too much information overload. We didn't create. We are like in the state of, like, honestly, hate, because we're mad at what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it could go all. It's so. That's why I get the present, the gift, present for a moment. That's why it's a gift. Be in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if whatever people love to do, if you love the color, draw, walk, go for a walk, or sit with the birds, look at the water. It is a form of healing. Anything that brings you joy, you know, and it's not harming you or others, that is exactly, make a list of what you love to do and do that every day. Oh my goodness, you are going to amplify such energy. You're going to be feeling so protected and in your own world, you know?
Yep. Oh yeah. And I've got chills all over in confirmation of everything you're saying.
And I love when you say that we're each other like radios, and when we speak, like when certain people speak, like when me, we've been speaking, we've just been channeling each other. Here's a, it's almost like our minds are like these phones. You're sending me a text message of an image that I need to speak on. And then I'll send you one, and boom, it's so, I look at it like that. I'm like, you can't make this up. If you're talking about something for someone, and in their heart they're thinking of that person, right away I go, whoever you're thinking about, that's who it's for. It's so
Is there anything else that you would like to tell anyone newly awakening?
That you're not alone in this. Of course you're not alone in this, and that we need you, and we're proud that you're actually stepping out. We call to you. I'm hearing them, like, it's just like, just let them know they are the one in their reality, that like, you are the creator of your own reality. You're so just beautiful beyond this image, your frequency. I'm telling you, even right now, after this, we get off here, and if you want to go outside and just do that, you just literally just sent us some love, you know. We be you, be true to you, truly. That's the key to all of this. Self-love.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well. You're welcome. I just enjoyed you. The energy, just wow.
This was a whole lot of fun.
It was. I feel so balanced. Like, we're just getting out the plate, the sandbox. We're like, all right, get back up. We're just having a good time as kids. Very childlike. This whole everything just felt like I'm inner child.
And I'm definitely going to be putting all your links in the description of this episode. So
okay, thank you.
Y'all definitely check her out. She's amazing.
Thank you.
Nicole, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're so welcome. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you too.
All right.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.